Greet one another, and then Sandy's going to give her testimony.
Good morning. I just want to start with a verse. So do not fear, I am with you. Do not be dismayed, I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Isaiah 41:10, one of my favorites. And amen to that right now, we need it. So we're not going quite that far yet. So we're going to start with, I was born in 55. I'm a little younger than Billy, like I said, in Wauseon, Ohio. My dad was from there. His family's all there. Now some of my kids are there in that area. Dad was a conscientious objector. I started to say observer, objector. And he came to Vermont before that. I was born, obviously, and worked at the Brattleboro Retreat. He met my mom here, not at the retreat. He met her at Green Mountain Chapel through, I think, Sinova and the Whitneys and the Temples, and it was amazing. And she used to date Francis Temple, I'm just telling you, but that all ended. Sinova wanted that to work, and it didn't work. So anyway, off my dad took her when he was done with his serving, and they went to Ohio for 2 years, long enough to have me, and then we moved back here when I was two. So they were there probably 3 years, I guess. Anyway, they came back here. We lived in Brattleboro on Glen Street in a trailer park at first, and then bought a house. They bought a house, Frost Place. We lived in Brattleboro for quite a while. Then we moved to Dummerston. My dad was a plumber. Eventually started his own business, and mom did the books. They were married. I didn't tell you they got married first, but they did. And then they went there. They were married here, and we've been going through pictures. It's pretty cool. Anyway, in Brattleboro, I had two siblings born. I had three brothers. And the middle one died at birth. And that was devastating for them, but honestly, I don't remember it that well. I was little. And then we had my sister after. Thank goodness. You know, all boys, two boys is too much. Three boys is worse. But the Lord took one home to be with him because mom had been exposed to germ measles and felt that it was a blessing in disguise. Mom always looked at the positive. So we moved to Dummerston in 63. I had accepted the Lord at 9 years old at Camp Cathedral of the Pines over in Rumney, New Hampshire. You probably went. Well, not to the girls' part. I don't know what yours was called. And we were very, very active in the church. We had VBS, Mrs. Smith. I could go on and on, but I won't. And so that was priceless, absolutely priceless. We're very active, and the doors were open. We were there, believe me. That's how my parents were. They loved Jesus, and they were just a big part of it. So I grew up slowly. In eighth grade, I actually met Kevin, but he just stopped in there. He came to school halfway through the year, so whatever. He didn't like me. I had short hair. So in 73, I graduated. I went to DCA. And graduated in 73. Now that is in New Hampshire, Dublin, New Hampshire, Dublin Christian Academy. Came home on the weekends and so forth. Now, in the summer of 72, met up with Kevin again. This is after I had dated pastor's son. Both of them showed up to say goodbye to me as I was going back to school. That was very uncomfortable because I had kind of dumped the pastor's son. No offense, but Kevin drove by in his GTO, 68 GTO. Jeannie knows the sound. I've told it to her. And I thought, well, I'll just wait on the front lawn. He'll be back because we live on a dead-end road. And he came back. And so, anyway, we dated and graduated in 73, both of us, he from Brattleboro, me from DCA. We were married in 74. I was almost 19, sounds a whole lot better than 18. And we lived in Dummerston. Dad owned that land across the way, you know, so we started an apartment in the White House, and then we moved to the mobile home where my aunt was just living until she passed this week. And it was good. We were good. We were both working. I had gone to book press to work right after I graduated. I started out, I didn't want to go to college. Nope, did not. So I went and worked there, started out in the factory, and worked my way up to switchboard operator, my favorite, the old cord board, you know, so fun. And then I was the personal secretary. So it was a good thing. And I worked there until we had, oh, wait, we moved to, Kevin and I bought a house in 78, moved to Williamsville, where we still live. Our daughter Chelsea was born in 81. I quit work. I became a full-time mom. And in 83, we had another one, Shira. Two little girls. Perfect. Now I was involved in the ladies' Bible studies because I was home more. They could go with me. It was great. Eventually, I went to the Christian Women's Club in Brattleboro. They are a group of from Stonecroft Ministries where they place pastors for churches that have none. And I became very involved in that. I thought it was a privilege because they asked me to be the telephone coordinator. Well, I had worked at Book Press as receptionist, so I guess the gift of gab was there. But that wasn't a really privilege. It wasn't fun, but it was okay. Got through that, and I ended up being chairman for a while. And it's funny how God uses you. I hated speaking publicly. I got A's in speech. He must have had a plan way back. So anyway, that went on, and the kids went to school. I started getting involved with the school. And it was amazing. We had a lot of fun times with both Kevin's family and mine. We both lived in Dummerston. And I meant to mention, my dad had horses before I was born. So we had a lot of horses. He had 17 over here by the pond one year. We used to give trail rides. We could be sued for that now because some of the horses ran away with the riders back to the barn. They're okay. The Bible studies were great. We had been going to Green Mountain Chapel, but Gail Mercer, my cousin, well, she was Gail Wise, her husband was our pastor up at Eastover Baptist, so we changed there. It was great with the kids. They absolutely loved it. We had VBS up there with 90 kids back then. We're not seeing that today, and that saddens my heart, you know? But we were up there for quite a while. Sierra, yes, was planned, but she came 7 years after Shira. And you know what? That was pretty cool because you knew what to do. And you had two little helpers. A little annoying sometimes, but most of the time they were helpers. They were so much fun. And they just loved their little sister. So life went on. It was good. In 97, things started to change. Kevin was an electrician and worked for A.L. Tyler's. He then went on his own and opened his own business. Now, I didn't really have a job. I was staying home. But now I was his bookkeeper. He started his own business. We had two teens in the house. I was menopausal, too. That is not a good combination. Just warning the younger ones. Not fun. So some issues did start. It was not easy. We had some tough times. I took a few breaks with the girls with me. And then when the girls were married, and I'll get to that after, but when the girls were married and out of the home, I had left for about a year and a half. And it wasn't to leave for a divorce. It was to leave to regroup myself with Jesus, to really learn how to live in my situation. And not that he was a really bad guy, but there was just stuff. It was just arguing. It was not good. And so God blessed me with a place to live for a year and a half. And it was amazing. During that time, I decided I should probably get a job, as I didn't know what was going to happen. Well, the Welcome Center, another one, a gift of gab, chatty. And who would know that? I was such a quiet and shy little girl. Nobody would believe that. Billy, don't listen to him. He doesn't remember well. But all along, the Lord just keeps giving me blessings upon blessings, places where you connect with people. People walk into the Welcome Center and we're talking. They go, "You're Christian?" Or I'll say, "You're Christian. You know Jesus." "Yeah, yeah, yeah." You can feel it. You can see it. God has purpose wherever we go. I've got people that I work with that need Jesus, but we have huge conversations. There's four girls, women there, right? Karen, she's one of them. And we all have the same little Jesus calling book. It's like, yes, it's so cool. And we share. It's amazing how God works and how he uses you. So he's blessed me in many ways through the ups and the downs and all of that stuff. You know, I didn't make good choices always, but God has still blessed me. I have three beautiful daughters. Amazing. I'm so blessed. They married believers. Believers as son-in-laws. I mean, it was great. And then 8 grandchildren. Are you kidding me? That's so great. Tea parties. Hayden can be the butler. Don't tell him. He doesn't want to be that anymore. But he is, and he did well, and we have so much fun. But mom and dad were great. You know, all along the way, Bible studies, I facilitated one in my own home when I was babysitting my granddaughter, Kaylee. They all came, and it was great. And now I facilitate here. I am not the Bible teacher. I say facilitator. Thank you, Pastor Terry. Help me on that one. And it's just been such a blessing. We work together. We learn more and more about who God is and how much he loves us. You know, one of my people asked me, a person I know, is it too late after you die? Do you still get a chance to accept Jesus as your Savior? And I said, no. When you die, it's done. Your choice is now. Your choice is now. You either accept him or deny him. And it's just such a simple thing to ask him into your life. And so God just uses me over and over. And I'm not perfect. He can use anybody. He forgives us. I wasn't material for this kind of thing. Who wants to, you know, that's hard to go out and be a witness to people. But it isn't. When you really love him, he gives you the words to say. He tells you how to be the example. And sometimes can I just say, it's a good thing you don't live with me because it might not be pretty. I'm a reactor and I work on that. But aren't we all just human sinners saved by grace? And so through it all, you probably remember a song, Through It All, Andre Crouch. What a beautiful song. I've been playing that over and over, and he's got one that's just so gentle, it puts you to sleep at night. It's so amazing. He's been with me all the way through every hurt, every pain, every sorrow, and yet we laugh. I mean, it comes from both sides of my family, the Kings, the Shorts. We laugh, even in the dumbest times. But isn't that the healing part? I have to share. I'm going to do this now. You know, I lost my dad not a year and 9 months ago. It's hard. Hard for mom, hard to watch, but we did it. We sang around his bed as he was dying, and he tapped his toe. He mouthed the words. Of course, we were singing hymns. We didn't have that opportunity with mom. She went really quick. We were at the ER, and here's mama downstairs, and we're waiting for my Aunt Sheila to pass upstairs. And she did that same day. And then we got mom home on hospice the next night, Thursday. And the man that came in from hospice, a great guy, I can't remember his name right now. He had long hair last time. Of course, I asked him, "Are you the same guy that came last time?" Because that's what I do. And he was. His hair changed. But he was fabulous. And I have to say, my little Hayden was so great. We all were around mom in her room. The hospital bed, of course, hadn't been delivered on time, so she's in her own bed. And she's completely out. You know, she's completely morphined and whatnot. But you could tell she'd kind of, if she heard somebody, because we're loud. And so this guy was talking, Daniel, there you go. Daniel was talking with my brother and my nephew-in-law about other things. And Hayden comes up. Don't tell him I told you. Hayden comes up and says, shouldn't you be talking about her? And Dan said, you're right, buddy. You're absolutely right. The compassion. And when my aunt had died, my three cousin girls, Sherry Hutchins, or Sherry whatever, Ames now, anyway, they all three came in to hug us. Well, that was tears, I'll tell you. And my little Hayden goes up to one of them and says, I'm sorry about your mom. And they said, well, I'm sorry about your grandma. He says, well, yeah, we've been through this before with grandpa. Are you kidding me? Through the mouths of babes. He's amazing. And all of them love their grandma. My Shira was having a hard time. They're coming. But she wanted so bad to be here because they all were around grandpa. It was hard. It was hard. And Chelsea came yesterday and Josh and the family, they brought food. I mean, everybody's bringing food. We got there. Other friends of ours brought a table full of food. I only asked for a few things, but it was wonderful. Blessings. So we're hanging out. We're sharing things. We're crying. We're laughing. Going through pictures. But through it all, he's with us every step of the way. And Mom is rejoicing in heaven because she made that decision to accept him personally as her Lord and Savior. I can't imagine. I just would love a glimpse to see what they're reuniting with Bradley Stephen, too, who we never met. Thank you all. Oh, and I want to say, Mom really, really, really enjoyed last Sunday, and she said to me, because Sunday was perfect. We were here. She said, I just love being with everybody. I just love everybody there. And I said, well, they love you, too. And then we went and stayed by my aunt. And Mom, the bigger sister, just stroked her, talked to her, held her hand. 2 hours, this woman is crippled. Is that God?
Praise God. Wow.
Thank
family.
You.
Before you sit down, just curious, what was the time that you came to know the Lord as your Savior?
I do not remember the time.
Can't remember. But you remember.
It was in the evening. We were at a camp meeting, and I went forward.
You went forward?
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I was baptized. I think it was, I don't remember our pastor with him.
Decker.
Pastor Decker. He was fabulous. Not Stan. George. George. George.
Yes.
George and Gladys.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Memories. Thank you very much,
Thank
Cindy.
You.
Wasn't that a beautiful testimony?
Amen.
That's wow. There is so much there. And I just have to tell you, the things that matter the most to me is family. And my church family is very high on the list. And the things I miss most in life is those that have gone on before. And as I miss them, I realize I wished I'd spent a whole lot more time with them. Because you never know. You never know when you've given your last hug. You never know when you've given that last kiss. And we need to realize and value our time in such a way that before the Lord, we take the opportunity to let the people around us know how much we care and how much we love them and support them. In closing, we have a hymn. What's the number, Edie? Number 66. So if you want to take your hymnals and turn to 66. To God be the glory. What a great hymn to close with. To God be the glory. Let's stand together. Song. Okay. To God be the glory. Great things he hath done. So loved he the world that he gave us his Son, who yielded his life and atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, Praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory, great things He hath done. Oh, perfect redemption, the purchase of blood, to every believer, the promise of God. The vilest offender who truly believes that moment from Jesus a pardon receives. Praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory, great things He hath done. Great things He hath taught us, great things He hath done, and great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But purer and higher and greater will be our wonder, our transport, when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory, great things He hath done. Beautiful singing this morning, our Father. We thank You for the group that You have brought together today. We will give You the glory, and we want the world to hear Your voice through us. So guide us as we go our separate ways, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.